Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. When President Trump flies to California today, Alan, from the New York Times, to assess the state's raging forest fires, he will come face to face with the grim consequences of a reality he has stubbornly refused to accept, the devastating effects of a warming planet. We keep talking about this, Alan. The fires now have killed at least 24 people in the last week and engulfed the region in anguish and fear, turning fairgrounds into refugee camps, orange skies, and one tragedy after another.
David, anybody who has a breathing problem, anybody who has emphysema or anything, is at great risk, as well as our children. This is as bad as it gets. You know, you have all of these firefighters putting themselves at risk, and it really is a horrendous situation. It is one more piece of a crumbling presidency. The reason Trump is going out to California is because he understands that if he's seen as do-nothing, even though California clearly won't vote for him, nor will Oregon, nor will Washington, he has to go because otherwise he'd be seen as being a do-nothing. So he goes. But the real fight, David, is in Florida. I know you're going to ask me about it, but it's well worth discussing now because Florida is the key to the election. We saw it with Al Gore. We've seen it time and time again. It is a split down the middle state. Into all of this comes Mike Bloomberg, who has now pledged to put $100 million of his own money into Florida so that Joe Biden has a fair shot. We do know that it is a state which has a significant senior population. It has a Cuban community which is split pretty well between the older Cubans who came over and who were fiercely to the right and the younger Cuban people who are more open to social change, and that is a split that people who are running both the Republican and Democratic candidates are going to have to be aware of. Trump has now said, it's unbelievable, because they're nasty, I'm going to have to get real nasty now. He started to talk about how Biden is on meds, and it is a typical Trump bully attack. In the meantime, the fight, David, for the United States Senate goes on. It is not only the presidency which is up for grabs, but it is the United States Senate. I can see a lot of different scenarios. If the Senate goes Democratic and Trump wins, that's bad news for Trump, because obviously that's where impeachment has stalled in the past. Anything can happen now. It is a very contentious election, and as you know, David, we only have 2 months before it's all over. We are now getting close to the end. Trump is pulling out all the stops. We are seeing a nastiness that we know is there. He is denying that he has not acted properly with the COVID. It becomes the big lie. He says it over and over and over again. And now he's talking about wanting a third term, about how he should be given a third term despite the 22nd Amendment to the United States Constitution, which says, you can't do that. So we are on the verge of a constitutional crisis and the possibility of a terrible outcome. This is a very young constitution. It's the oldest written constitution, I believe, in the world, yet it's still very young. We haven't been around that long, and this is the worst threat that our constitution has ever faced.
Comes down to turnout in the end, doesn't it, Alan?
It does. You know, we know that the Democrats are fiercely opposed to Trump. Every poll shows that. We know that the Republicans are staying with him. And so there is a question of who's in the middle. There's a question of whether 5% one way or the other will win this election. So what will the purples do? Are they about to say, this is really bad for the country? Or, if I'm right about this, is this all about race? And is this all about putting a stop to the idea that people of African-American descent, as well as Hispanic folks, will be the majority in this country? I think they already are, actually, but it's very close.
What do you make of this? You've written on it for your I Publius column in the Berkshire Edge, the COVID-19 vaccine politicized. From the Times this morning, vaccine makers keep safety details quiet, alarming scientists. Researchers say drug companies need to be more open about how trials are run to ensure Americans who are skittish about a coronavirus vaccine would take it. You know, we saw the story on AstraZeneca. We have Pfizer in a similar situation. One of the researchers, Alan, Dr. Harlan Krumholtz, a cardiologist and healthcare researcher at Yale, says trust is in short supply, and the more that they can share, the better off we are. He's spent years prodding companies and researchers to show more data.
Well, we do know that this president wants to get this vaccine out there. We do know that Dr. Fauci, who is one of my great heroes, is saying, forget about by election day, that isn't going to happen. But he's pushing like crazy. So there are many people who say, hey, while this guy is president, I'm not taking any vaccines because I don't think that we're ready to do that yet. So there's an anti-vax group in the United States that we'll probably hear from in all of this. I think we already are. But when it comes out and when it's been deemed safe, I'm sure taking it.
Meanwhile, you referenced Dr. Fauci. He says cases are growing in the U.S. He's warning of disturbing data, growing by 5% or more in 11 states as of Sunday. That's an increase from 8 states on Friday. The states, Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Maine, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. This isn't over yet, and obviously a second wave is possible.
It is possible, and we have seen examples where things have quieted down and then kids go back to school and insist on misbehavior. I saw a picture in the Times of a gigantic NYU rally in Washington Square Park. Cuomo was furious about the kids doing that and about the university not doing enough to stop it. In any case, it needs to be looked at because once you give this virus a chance, it will spread, whether it's a biker's rally or whether it's students. It can happen, and it will happen.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us on a Monday. Thanks, Alan.
David, it is a Monday. I'll let you know when it's Friday.